Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
All right, Chime Time, here we go. 3, 2, 1.
It's time now for the BetQL Boston Podcast. Let's run the slate with your host, Mike Mutnansky.
Damn right we're doing a Saturday podcast.
Yes, sir!
If you're new to the podcast, BetQL Boston, Mike Mutnansky, Chris Scheim. Good morning, Chris Scheim. How are you, buddy?
I am spectacular today. We are just over 24 hours away from NFL Sunday, and I am thrilled.
Yeah, basically there. You do your prep work today, you tinker your ass off tomorrow morning for a couple hours, and then you sit back at 1 o'clock, and you watch some football. We ask you to subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast. If it's your first time listening, please, 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 huge help. That's all you can do to help us out. Subscribe, rate, and review on the Apple Podcast app. You can do it on Spotify, on the Odyssey app as well. We are basically going to do this every day. We talked about this yesterday, Scheim. We don't have a great feel for how we're going to handle Sundays. So I don't think we'll go live tomorrow unless it's some massive news you want to react to live, maybe on Twitter or something like that. And then next week, if you missed it, we are going to try to do the Friday show that's in. We'll put the full video up as well in addition to the podcast. We're going to try that out next week. So we need to figure out. The producer of this show has got to figure out how to make that happen between now and next Friday. So you got a project this week, Chris Scheim.
I can do that. That's easy enough. I know multiple ways to get us live and on the air. So don't you worry.
Okay. If you listened to the podcast yesterday and you took either one of my baseball bets, you now have more money in your account.
Yes, you do.
We gave you Austin Voth over 3.5 strikeouts. He struck out 5. That was an easy win. We gave you Lucas Giolito strikeouts over 5.5 at even money. He struck out 6. So that was a late night game. I saw Voth get his strikeouts. So I knew we were going to get at least part of it right. And then I woke up this morning. You do the thing, go to the box score. You slowly scroll.
Oh, yeah.
And bam. 6 strikeouts. So one of them was even money. The other was -115. If you happen to parlay both, Chime, it was +273.
Oh, damn.
So nice night for us on strikeouts. Yeesh. I'll give you a quick strikeout prop for tonight in the Red Sox game. That'll be, if I was doing the pregame show, it would be my bet. And I think that these, especially DK, were lucky. I'm realizing now, looking at more strikeout props, they're one of the first books to put these out. You can't even get this anywhere else right now. But Jordan Lyles, the Orioles pitcher, over 3.5 strikeouts at +105.
Oh, okay.
I want to go over. So we're going back to a Royals pitcher. We're taking Jordan Lyles over 3.5 strikeouts at +105. If you thought, boy, I'm really interested in Michael Wacha, they put him at 3.5, and it's already been bet down to -170.
Wow.
So it's the juice is flown out of there. So I can't I think he's going to strike out more than 3.5 because Wacha is pitching like a guy who knows he has a contract looming. And so I think he'll have over 3.5, but I cannot advise at -170. So keep an eye on that during the day, but I'll be on Jordan Lyles over 3.5 strikeouts at +105 tonight. 5:05, your first pitch between the Orioles and the Red Sox. That's the little mini appetizer, Scheim, okay? It's about prop bets here on the Saturday edition of the BetQL podcast, BetQL Boston podcast. I have a handful here, 2 I really like. I feel like you have more, so I'm going to defer to you first, Chris Scheim. Let's do these in order of confidence. So if you were doing like a confidence pool, those confidence pools, let's start with the stuff you like best. And we'll kind of ping pong back and forth and see what we like for prop bets this weekend.
Yeah, I think the easiest prop bet of the week, and it's a high number. So
the easiest prop bet of the week, he said,
yes.
Folks. Oh, boy. Someone is overconfident after
the easiest prop bet of the week. And it's the number looks high, but I don't think it's high enough. Jonathan Taylor rush yards right now is 98.5. As I told you yesterday when we were making our picks, I picked the Indianapolis Colts to lay seven.
Sure,
and that's because Jonathan Taylor in two games against Houston last year averaged. What? This is not combined, people. This is an average yardage per game against the Houston Texans is 144 yards. He had 143 and 145. He had two touchdowns in both games. 98.5 yards is not enough. Jonathan Taylor is going over 100 yards in week one. They are not going to force Matt Ryan to throw the ball a ton. I think they get up early. Jonathan Taylor is going to run the football. I love the over of 98.5 for Jonathan Taylor.
Yeah, you were talking about that. That game is interesting. One thing that's changed between now and yesterday and today, Shaq Leonard's not going to play, also known as Darius Leonard. So he's out for the Colts. I don't think Houston's terrible. Like I'm with you on the Colts being good this year. And our buddy Bama Brad from Mohegan Sun's FanDuel Sportsbook actually gave them out as his Super Bowl future at 20-something to 1. I think Matt Ryan's a major upgrade. I'm not going to be shocked if that's a little more of a shootout. It has nothing to do with your Taylor prop, and probably the shootout is better for you as far as the rush yards go. But I know you like the Colts. I don't think Houston's the worst team in the NFL. I like the Falcons are the worst team in the NFL.
I agree.
And I think week one, Houston's a little bit interesting. But the Taylor prop, I've seen a lot of people talk about this, Shime. You're with a lot of sharp people on this bet.
Yeah, I mean, 144 yards in each of the first two, in each of the two games last year, basically. I don't see how he goes under 100 yards in game one.
All right. My favorite prop bet, and I gave this out yesterday, but I want to resurface it because my favorite one, is this Mike Gesicki receiving prop. Now, I was able to get it yesterday. Admittedly, I did not pull it up today to see if DK took it down. They did take one down that I liked and I still want to talk about. Let's see here, Shime. Can we go?
I can pull it up for you real quick.
I'm doing it, too, on my end, but I was not on Wi-Fi for some stupid reason. There we go. There's the Wi-Fi.
Receiving yards for Gesicki is down to 29.5.
Okay, so the value is sort of embedded out of it, but I mean, let's see here. He's 29.5 minus 120. So when we gave it out on the show yesterday, it was 32.5 minus 115. So I got the best of it. I'm not sure I dip back into 29.5. This is why we try to do some of these early, because these, as you know, Shime, once these start to get a little steam, boy, the books move these really quick.
Yes, they do.
These prop bets.
100%.
And that's where the second one, and I'll just go back to back here. Earlier in the week, they had posted a Deebo Samuel rushing total, Shime, on DK did at 29.5 yards. So it's off the board right now, probably because the Kittle injury, and they want to see is Kittle in or out. So you have to wait on this. Might have to wait until Sunday. But if they repost it anywhere near that, I love the under on Deebo Samuel rushing yards for two reasons. One, Eli Mitchell's healthy. And Shanahan, as you guys were talking about, did a lot of Shanahan talk in the producer's show today.
Yes, we did.
Around doing some errands. He loves himself some Eli Mitchell. Trey Lance is much more rushing quarterback than Jimmy G is. I think there's potentially less rushing opportunities for Deebo. And he made a big deal last year about being the running back versus the wide receiver. They give him the big money. He's got the new contract. I think early in the year, at least, Shime, they're going to protect Deebo Samuel, use him more as a receiver, especially if Kittle's out than a rusher. If DK reposts anywhere near 29.5 yards, give me the under on Deebo Samuel rushing yards for week one. You have to wait this thing out. I'll eventually repost it, but I want the under. Those are my two favorites, Gesicki and Deebo Samuel.
I actually love this. And the more you think about it, right, one of the aspects of the 49ers offense last year was Jimmy Garoppolo was their quarterback. Now it's Trey Lance. He is going to eat into that rushing number anyways.
Totally agree. Yeah.
So I love your thought process for this one. So if I see that number tomorrow morning when I make my drive up to New Hampshire, you can bet your sweet ass I'll be putting some money on it.
And I think what happened here is they're trying to I'm sure they're thinking, do we put the number up because the George Kittle uncertainty, right? He's questionable. He didn't practice on Friday. Very much up in the air if Kittle's going to play for San Francisco. That probably changes their projection on their end. It would not change my opinion at all. Whether Kittle plays or not, they're going to protect Deebo Samuel. I want the under. But again, it's not even available right now. If it's available where you are at that number, whether it's FanDuel or BetMGM, PointsBet, whatever, I would bet the under. So those are my two favorite chime. You're on Jonathan Taylor over. What else do you like for props week one of the NFL?
My next favorite is a number I don't think you're going to get the rest of the year, and that's A.J. Brown over 64.5 reception yards. This number will not be under 69 the rest of the season, I don't think. Philadelphia Eagles training camp. Yeah, I combined the two. Good job by
Figgles.
Me. Figgles. In Figgles training camp, A.J. Yep. Brown has been getting three catches for every other receiver's one. Like, he is the guy in this offense, and his yardage number is only at 64.5 right now. I expect him to absolutely climb over this number. I expect A.J. Brown to have a big first day against the Detroit Lions. You saw the Eagles absolutely stomp out the Lions last year, and I think A.J. Brown's going to be a big part of that this week. So I will also be bringing back later on, once we've gone through our props, I have a same game parlay I want to run by you, which is going to include this A.J. Brown prop.
All right. Does this headline, does this tweet from A.J. Brown scare you? 15 minutes before practice starts, I get stung by a bee. I'm allergic. So what you see here, and it's him, he couldn't control his breathing. He needed an EpiPen shot on Friday. Are you concerned that your prop bet guy got stung by a bee in practice on Friday?
That's amazing. No, I'm not. do you want to hear an even crazier story? So
sure.
A.J. Brown will play because an EpiPen will help him. He'll be fine after today. He'll be good to go for Sunday.
Okay.
The crazier story is that one of the starting corners for the Arizona Cardinals is out for Sunday's game because he was cooking and spilt hot oil on himself.
Excuse me?
Yes, that happened. So I forget which corner it was, but one of the starting corners for the Arizona Cardinals was literally cooking and spilt hot oil on himself and is out.
Wow.
For week one.
Wow. Well, another reason why you should stack that game out of the wazoo and daily.
It was Antonio Hamilton.
It's going to be a shootout.
That badly awesome. Burned his foot after spilling cooking oil.
Wow. Wow, 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 wow. I like it. I have an interesting one that's tied into that game, actually.
Oh, okay.
I want to see if it's still there. This was on my second tier list. And again, the benefit you have this week is that these books feel like they have to put a line out for like anybody
Everything.
Who has a breath.
Yep,
okay,
100%.
So I'm not sure these will be there all year, but the first week they want you to bet with them because you know what? They're trying to get your business all year long. So I'll give you one in that same game. So the Eagles have A.J. Brown, Devonta Smith.
I know where you're going with this.
Dallas Goedert. They want to throw to Miles Sanders and Gainwell out of the backfield. Okay, so there's a lot of mouths to feed there.
Yep.
DK has posted a receiving line for Quez Watkins.
Yeah, I saw that.
I don't think he's going to be that involved. And right now you can bet under 22.5 receiving yards at -110. In fact, the over has been bet up on this. The over has been bet up. It's over 22.5 receiving yards, -120. You can play the under -110. Quez Watkins shouldn't have a receiving prop. There are chances he gets one pass and this beats you, and you erase it. But I think it's more often than not, he doesn't get that deep ball. He gets like three targets, goes 1 for 3 for 8 yards, and falls way short. Because, by the way, Jalen Hurts is going to run the football too.
Yep.
So I would like the under on Quez Watkins. This would be a tier two play for me, but at 22.5 receiving yards, I'm going to punch the under. And in fact, if you look around, that 22.5 you're getting on DK is better than the 20.5 on PointsBet. That's been PointsBet's in Philadelphia. That's been bet down there. 21.5 at Rivers Resort. Under Quez Watkins, 22.5 receiving yards.
Yeah, I saw that as well.
You were laughing. How did you know that was caught? That's a good call by you.
I saw it, and I go, oh, this is exactly where he's going. Too many mouths to feed. It's that simple. I don't understand it, but good find by you. I didn't notice it right away.
That's
so
tier two. What else do you like here this week, Sean?
So my next bet is I'm actually going to go with Christian Kirk over 55.5 receiving yards.
Oh, baby. I like this.
The guy just got paid.
Like,
it's going to be an offense. They're going to throw the football against this Washington defense. I think Trevor Lawrence is going to look better than expected, and it's only at 55. He's going to be the number one receiver on this team. Like, 55 yards is not enough. Give me the over on Christian Kirk, 55.5 receiving yards.
What else?
Next I have, I'm actually going to go to the Chiefs game.
Chime has more prop bets than I do.
I am Mary Proppins. I always have been, always will be. I love prop bets. It's one of my favorite things. In the Kansas City game, Clyde Edwards-Helaire's rushing yard total is only 44.5. I really like the over there. I think you're going to see Kansas City shift to a little bit more of a power run scheme just because they're going to try and figure out exactly how their passing offense is going to work, especially in the first few weeks of the season. So I would almost like, I actually really like the idea of taking the Chiefs' money line with the under and a Clyde Edwards-Helaire over on yards prop, and maybe even a Clyde Edwards touchdown prop as a possible same-game parlay. I think that could really kind of work out very well, just because I feel like that's the narrative that I want to set, at least, with the Chiefs in the first couple weeks of the season. So I really like that Clyde number. And then a game we talked about yesterday that you actually picked was the over 52.5 in Chargers Raiders. Well, with that in mind, I actually really like Derek Carr over 266.5 passing yards, and tied into that, I love Devontae Adams over 78.5 receiving yards. That number's not high enough.
You got a lot of overs this week.
It's like all overs. And I think it's because I want to try and take advantage of what the books don't necessarily know yet. And for me, that's this Derek Carr, Devontae Adams relationship. Everyone is underrating the fact that these guys played in college. I understand it was a few years ago now, but like the last time these two guys played together, Derek Carr threw for over 5,000 yards and Devontae Adams had 1,700. Like, this is not just some run of the mill relationship. I understand Devontae's on a new team, but he's with a quarterback he's played with a lot. The only quarterback he's played with he's played with this quarterback more than anyone not named Aaron Rodgers. Like, this is the guy, Derek Carr. So I really like this. And with that, I actually really like the idea of tying in your over into a same game parlay. So what about this? Derek Carr over 279.5.
Yep.
Devontae Adams over 84.5.
Yep.
Over 52.5 in the game at plus 350.
A lot of overs.
Yeah, but I don't hate it. If you feel like, so I think the point with same game parlays is you have to develop a narrative, right? So if you are,
tell yourself a story.
Exactly. That's kind of what it is. If you are convinced that the game is going to go over, well then either Josh Jacobs has to have a monster day or the passing offense needs to explode. And in my thought process, if they're going to go over, the Raiders are going to explode in the passing game. That's going to be Derek Carr, Devontae Adams. Those are the two guys I want to target there, because I think Devontae Adams' number is too low. And then Derek Carr threw for 4,800 yards last year without Devontae Adams. I think that number is only going to go up now with Adams and McDaniels. So I think if you're crafting any same game parlays, that's what I would encourage people, is find a narrative that you feel is appropriate for the game. If you have a conviction in one direction, how does the rest of the game play into that conviction? And kind of that's what I'm going with.
Yeah, and my last one is, again, one that was up and I can't find now. These are things I wrote down yesterday that aren't available. And I'm not sure why this one's off the board. But you mentioned narrative, Shyam. I just pulled it up while you were talking about your same game parlay, which I like. The Pittsburgh Steelers last year gave up 2,483 rushing yards against. That was the worst by 70 yards. The Texans were the only other team that gave up 2,400 rushing yards against last year.
Wow, I didn't know that.
I don't think the Steelers are – they're a good pass defense, obviously. I don't think they're going to be a good rush deep against the
Joe Mixon's number is wicked low.
Well, I'm the – what number are you looking at? The rushing number?
Yeah.
I see him at 69.5 yards, which is I'm okay if you want to play that game. Because if the narrative is they want to protect Joe Burrow early, had the appendicitis, didn't work a lot with the Bengals receivers this year, at least in training camp. Let's ease him into it. New offensive line narrative, right? They got they got Karras, they got Alex Kappa. Like, they reloaded the offensive line, Lionel Collins. Let's establish the run against a bad rushing team, divisional game, Super Bowl loser. They had a prop up of his Joe Mixon's rushing attempts at 15.5 at DK. It's off the board
board.
I would like to bet the over on that.
So tied into that exact same theory.
The narrative of let's run the football against a bad rush defense, protect Joe Burrow, trying to get back to Super Bowl. We can't win the Super Bowl in September.
Yeah, I actually really like that perspective. I think that's a really good way to approach this game, because I feel like Joe Mixon's going to have a better year this year than last year, because Joe Burrow himself said we need to get the ball in Mixon's hands more. And defenses are going to start playing a lot of too high, zone defense, so that Burrow can't just throw it over their head. And with that in mind, that involves a lot of Joe Mixon. On top of that, if you're going to protect Joe Burrow a little bit, you have three mouths to feed. The Tyler Boyd number is 40.5. Like, I very much lean under 40.5 for Tyler Boyd in week one, right? Like, you'd assume that if people are getting targets, it's going to be Chase and Higgins.
Well, not only that, they went out and spent money on Hayden Hurst.
Yeah, exactly.
I was late on this. I wish I had drafted a lot more Hayden Hurst in best ball this summer, because Joe Burrow loves throwing to tight ends.
Yes, he does.
He made C.J. Uzomah a lot of money going to the Jets in the offseason. So, yes, I would agree with you. I wonder, is he lining up in he's the slot guy, right? Or do you think?
I think they move him around.
Is it Higgins and Chase on the outside and Boyd on the inside?
Generally, but I know Chase has lined up in the slot a little bit as well. I think they kind of move them all around.
Teams
they're kind
are
of
smart
guys
now. I was reading the Established the Run guys had written up this game, because I was talking about the mix and stuff, and they had noted, and again, things I had missed doing other stuff this summer. Chase Claypool is going to work out of the slot this year. That's a great call by Pittsburgh. I want that mismatch of Chase Claypool in the shot and Deontay Johnson and George Pickens on the outside. So I would lean under on that Boyd number. I'm not sure I'd feel confident enough to want to include it in much, only because I don't know what that rotation's going to look like. That seems pretty fair to me, but I wouldn't be running to the windows to bet anything, but I would lean under on that with you.
Okay, fair enough.
All right, what's the monster teaser here? I want to hear this.
So I was
listening to Kostos and Lockerson do one yesterday. I thought, this is a lot of fun to build these huge 13-point monster teasers.
Oh, so, okay. So mine's not even I guess I used the wrong terminology. By monster teaser, I don't mean like the 13-point teaser. I mean a 4-leg 6-point tease.
Oh, baby. All right. I will tell you which one loses you this parlay.
Okay, perfect.
This teaser,
right off the bat, at the 1 o'clock games, Ravens Colts. Ravens, you get down to a half. Ravens by a half a point. Colts to a point.
Okay, I love the Ravens this year. Yes.
Yes. So those would be the first two legs. The next leg, again, I love the Kansas City Chiefs. You get the Kansas City Chiefs at a pick 'em.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
And then the final leg would be the Denver Broncos laying a half a point on Monday night.
That's only three, right?
That's four: Ravens, Colts, Chiefs, Broncos.
Okay, so I'm with you on three of these. What might cost you, I think, and you don't think that you like the Colts anyway, so I can't talk you out of it. But the one I like least there is Houston.
Okay,
the one
Indy by a point, you still would rat you. You still...
I think Houston rates an upset chance this weekend. Right. If I was doing a confidence pick for dogs that could win outright this week, Minnesota would be one, Atlanta would be two, Houston would be three. It'd be ahead of the Giants. It would be ahead of the Lions. They'd be my third favorite if I'm getting chances to win as underdogs. I'm more high on the Texans than I am down on the Colts, but that's just my opinion. The other three legs, how can it lose?
Right,
I could see you texting me saying Davis Mills to Cooks again. You know, Damian Pierce for another touchdown. I could Rex Burkhead for a six. I could see you being annoyed. No Darius Leonard, first game with Reich and Matt Ryan. And you're like, oh my God, the Houston Texans beat.
Okay, here's what I'm going to do then.
That's the concern.
I am already invested.
Don't let me talk you out of it.
Good friends give other friends good betting advice.
Good friends send good friends to New Hampshire for a free $25 bet.
Yes, they do. You did. And with that $25, I will be placing this tease. I'm going to go three legs. I'm going to go Ravens, half a point, Chiefs in a pick 'em, Broncos, half a point. I think
what are the odds on that?
Plus 160.
Okay.
So I'm gonna try and turn my 25 here into 40 more and double up here. And so I'm already invested in the Colts minus 7. It was one of my picks yesterday. So instead of also tying them into this tease, I'm just going to leave them out. I'm already invested in the Colts. If I have my conviction on the Colts. If they win, they win, and I hit that bet regardless. And this way, I play my tease. These are three teams I don't have already money on, and this is a good way to do it. So this is what I'm going to do. I'm not going to anchor my teaser with a pick I already have. I'm going to go with these three. Thank you for talking that out with me. This is why we do this.
And since you brought it up, if you are building out teasers, if you want my teaser totals, I think sometimes people forget that you can tease up and down totals.
Yes.
As part of teasers. I would love to tease down that Raiders Chargers number. I think it's very likely that game gets into the 50s. So that would be, I would start number one there. Number two would be tease up that Browns Panthers over to 48 points. Scoring 48 points.
Well, so
terrible.
I saw that one, and tease up the San Francisco Chicago number.
I know it's another one because
you get that up to 46 and a half. I also don't hate teasing down the Tampa Bay Dallas number. You get that down to 44 and a half for the over.
The other one I like, and I like yours as well. That pay, like Patriots Dolphins at 52.5.
Oh yeah, shot.
I don't see there are some nice teaser pieces for week one. I don't know how deep I'll go.
I'm just placing my one tease here. I'm going to put the 25 you helped me win, probably a couple extra shekels on it to increase the value there. But that's the tease I'm going with. I'm going with Ravens, Chiefs, Broncos on a 6-point tease at plus 160.
All right, best bet for Sunday, Sean. We'll get people out on this if they made it through all the way to the end. We're not going to talk tomorrow. You can catch us on Twitter at BetQLBoston. We'll tweet out some picks and ideas. If anything changes there in the morning, your best bet, someone walks up to you. You're at the Mohegan Sun FanDuel Sportsbook, which, by the way, looks amazing. Guess who was there yesterday gambling?
Who? Was it you?
Charles Barkley.
Oh, look at that.
Heard Charles Barkley in
that. Nice.
I guess the Hall of Fame induction is this weekend. So I guess him and some of the players were there, and obviously the Sun were. I think the Sun are still in the WNBA Finals, so good for them. Hey, Shime, what do you like today? What would be your generic answer to a guy at a brewery or a sports book today or tomorrow asking you for your best bet between now and 1 o'clock?
Yeah, as oddly as it sounds, this number has now moved in my favor, and so I want to hit it again. That's Jacksonville +3.
Yeah, it went from 2.5 to 3, right?
I get up to the key number of 3. I get that extra half point, which I think is huge. I love Jacksonville over Washington. I have a little underdog parlay I'm placing with Jacksonville and the Raiders just as a shot in the dark, a couple shekels on it. That's like plus 460. But I love Jacksonville tomorrow. I think people are underrating the stability that Doug Peterson will bring to this team and specifically to Trevor Lawrence. And I think the Washington Commanders are an absolute dumpster fire. They hate their owner. There's going to be no fans at this game. I think Ron Rivera might be the first coach fired. So give me the Jaguars +3. And I even really like the money line as well. But I'm going Jaguars +3 on Sunday.
I'm with you on the dog. My favorite bet is still the Vikings. Now, we talked about
that's it yesterday. That's down to one.
It's 1.5. Now it's down to one. So there's money coming in. It makes sense, right? So since we talked again yesterday, Al Lazard's not going to play. David Bakhtiari is not going to play. So there's a scenario where the top two targets for Aaron Rodgers on September 11th, 2022 are Sammy Watkins and Randall Cobb, okay, against a high-powered Vikings offense. First game under Kevin O'Connell, absolutely loaded, as healthy as they're going to be. Kirk Cousins back in a Shanahan offense. So give me the Vikings as a home dog as my favorite pick. We'll call it who do you like. My favorite bet tomorrow is Vikings +1.
Perfect.
That's my favorite bet.
Love it.
Andy Hart's texting me. Okay.
Oh, I also one last thing. I didn't get to mention my same game parlay with the Eagles to you. So I wanted to run this one by you real quick. Eagles -5.5, because that number has now jumped, unfortunately for me.
Yeah,
Eagles.
All that buzz on Detroit is
fading out. I was like, oh yes, everybody's going to be buying into Hard Knocks, and then it's just dissipated. But regardless, Eagles -5.5. AJ Brown over 79.5 yards receiving.
You like that? Yep.
And a Brown touchdown is +575.
You're big on AJ Brown. Yep. You are big.
Yeah, I'm all in on AJ Brown
week
one. I just think
Devonta
he's the
Smith
guy.
Is still pretty good.
No, don't get me wrong. I think season wise, I think Devonta Smith will be good, but I think week one they are going to establish it. Like I said, it's going to be an Allen and Diggs style establishment here for Hurts and AJ Brown, in my opinion. And so that's kind of what I'm going with.
As we're doing this, I could do this for another hour, but I don't want to drag this out.
Yeah.
I have a million things here. It really is the best time of year. I have two questions for you.
Okay. One,
DFS. Okay, this is for tournaments, so you try to get a little bit wacky in tournaments.
Definitely.
Am I crazy to think game one, Brian Daboll is going to unleash Daniel Jones as a rusher, and at like 5K on DK, building tournament teams around the combination of Daniel Jones and Saquon Barkley as the only offensive pieces for the Giants and building around those two? Is that a wild tournament take for DK tomorrow?
No, I think that's a great way to approach it. I'm also very down on the Titans, so that kind of helps you with my answer. I don't think the Titans are all that good. You lose Harold Landry for the season. I think they've lost a lot of pieces. I don't think their offense is very good. So I actually think there's some upset potential with the Giants tomorrow.
Wow.
So
that's not good. I picked the Titans in Survivor against.
Yeah, I would not have done that
yesterday.
That's a tough pick. But I don't hate stacking Daniel Jones, Saquon Barkley, in week one here.
All right, and then uh, today's a big day. Not tomorrow's a big day, but today's a bigger day in this household, Chris Schein.
Oh, boy.
It's opening day of flag football.
Oh, nice.
I coach both kids. One plays on the K2 team. The other plays on 3-4. I run the offense for both teams, which
okay,
is
McDaniels.
The hardest part because you got to walk over and draw it up. Any trick play ideas for flag football this year?
Have you given them the old Statue of Liberty?
You can, and with the older kids especially. You send everyone deep. You have the quarterback bounce around, looks like he's going deep, then bam, you hand off, run. So that's a good, like we call it, delay.
Yep.
But you're right. Yeah, Statue of Liberty play is good. Misdirections are really good at the K2 level because the kindergartners don't quite know where the ball is going, so misdirection is big. So we play. The early game is at 4, next game is at 5. So if I'm not responding to your gambling text today, it is opening day of flag football, and the Chelmsford Chargers. The K2 team lost in the titles, lost in the title game a year ago. The 3-4 team did not win a game, so we were vastly different.
Cool.
So we're trying to even that out this year. So about to go outside and practice some handoffs. We're going to work, listen to some podcasts while we're doing it, and I'm pumped for football.
Hell yeah. I will be at Idle Hands Brewing today for Oktoberfest.
Oh, in the dunk tank.
Yes, I will be in the dunk tank from 3 to 3:30, and then I will be hanging out, enjoying the Stein hoisting competition at 5, dunking Fitzy in the tank at 6. It's going to be a day. It's going to be a great day.
You could get a 4-pack and throw it in the fridge, put a little sticker on it, say mutt for mutt only.
I might have to do that. Might have to pick one up for you.
I mean, guy, somebody who hands you a free $25 bet in the great state of New Hampshire.
That's true.
And then told you how to then get it because you weren't getting it correctly. I think I helped you out there. It's 25
you
bucks.
You did. When you're right, you're right, mutt. When you're right, you're right.
Last one for me. What is the Scheim go-to football snack as we get into the first Sunday of the football season?
I'm a big cravings guy, so like it really kind of depends on the day. This Sunday, however, I will be making some nice some nice pretzels that I got. Eastern Standard Provision pretzels. They're delicious.
Oh, we got some of those too from Fenway Park. The kids love them.
Oh, they're so good. So I'm going to cook a couple of those in the oven. It'll just be me and the dog all day Sunday. Girlfriend's at a hockey tournament. I am through the moon.
It's going to be good.
Yeah.
I got those. I saw a recipe on Instagram for those little smokies, like the middle, not mini hot dogs, but mini little sausages.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You put them with barbecue sauce and grape jelly, put it on the grill for 10 minutes.
Ooh, doggy.
So the boys are getting little smokies tomorrow for football.
Nice.
All right, subscribe, rate, review. Please, please. We're doing Saturday. It's Saturday morning. We just yap for like 30-something minutes.
Yep.
It's free to you every day. All we ask, subscribe, rate, and review. We'll tweet it out later on today or tomorrow. Your best bets. Reply there on Twitter, BeckQL Boston, with your best bets for the weekend, Scheim. Any breaking Patriots news stuff, maybe we'll hop on Twitter Live tomorrow, but I don't expect it. We'll be back to recap this entire weekend on Monday. We are both on the Dolphins laying the points. I am on the Vikings +1, and you're on the Jags getting 3 against the Commanders.
Yes, sir.
Cannot wait. All right, buddy, we'll talk on Monday morning. Good luck tomorrow.
I can't wait, Mutt. Enjoy Sunday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.